Taco Bell finds shocking data in new polls. 100% of dentists know you're lying about flossing.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Free From Radio. I hope you guys who listened last night are as excited as I am for my friend Andy's first show, because he's an amazing human being and an amazing guitarist. And this is my first show ever in Tufts, so I'm super excited, and I have my best friend Ian over. Ian. Hi.
Hey guys, I'm Ian.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling super good.
Yeah. In what term? Because of the waking up kind of feeling good or what?
Yes, this is the first time at Tufts that I actually got up at 6:30.
Wow.
So, well, yeah, it's a good thing.
You know, 6:30 Tufts has this special beauty because you get to see the sunrise, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what surprised me was that I saw so many people on streets, and like actually there are so many people getting up so early.
So. Yeah, I saw a lot of people running today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, probably getting up early at college could be a good thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's healthy.
True.
How is life?
Well, life is good. I mean, it's only 1 month left for college, so the finals are also coming up, and there are so many homeworks and stuff.
Mm.
But we got spring break to, you know, get refreshed. So, I mean, now I'm feeling just like pretty good, I feel.
Yeah? Are you excited to go home?
I don't know. Because I'm not sure what to do for summer yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like still looking for opportunities and stuff. What about you, Carl?
Cool. I have quite a lot of plans for summer. For now, I'm going to Sweden for a week, and then I will go home for 2 months, and then I got a volunteer in Brazil, which is super exciting. But none of them are quite settled yet, actually.
But your summer sounds like a very packed schedule, though.
Well, I got 2 months home, so
yeah,
it's a time to relax. You know, there's just like a bothering kind of visa affair,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to spin some more tunes. So stay tuned for WMFO. You are listening to more good music today. Just like a
to the rhythm of your wild heart. fire starts to burn, right? And it starts to spread. She gonna bring that out.
Girl, I swear I've never seen you look so alive. off the tracks. No, you'll never see it again.
Good morning, Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now is your favorite PSA time. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's a plenty of other malwares and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Ian, what do you think?
Well, I totally agree. What can I say?
Have you considered covering your webcam up? Do you use it often?
Not really. So, But I've never thought about it, though.
True. You know, that the malwares and viruses probably would be used for the government program too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just people got real scary after what happened in a few years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't thought about it, but it's very interesting. It is.
Sweet. As a comp sci major, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, have you made plans about declaring majors?
Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking about declaring major sooner or later.
Hopefully, of course.
Yeah. But hopefully before this semester ends.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I can get a good major advisor. But I don't know what's the point of declaring majors that early, though.
No, why would you want to do it?
So that I can get a good major advisor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why don't you shed some light on how this works? I mean, as I heard, comp sci majors are too many, so the major advisors are...
Yeah, true. Comp sci major just recently became the most popular major at Tufts. It overtook IR last year. It was quite surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of people majoring in computer science. And you can feel the passion. Like, people's interest, like, for computer science on campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people talking about comp sci, people complaining about comp sci. And the truth is, there's so many people majoring in comp sci and not enough major advisors. And, you know, like, not every, like, professors, like, are equally respected by their students. And some professors are nicer and all that. So, and, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works, though, for, like, choosing major advisor. Mm-hmm. Like, people told me you're assigned to, like, to any professors, some professors you may not know. But I hopefully can sort of talk to them and, like, you know, I declare major pretty early. Can I sort of choose my major advisor and something like that? I don't know if it works that way. I might try.
I wonder how IR people would think of that, you know?
Think of what?
I mean, IR is like a pretty interdisciplinary major, so pretty much they can choose their advisor outside of IR department, I think.
Oh, that's very nice.
So they probably wouldn't have that kind of problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. We will continue some music in case you didn't notice. We just played Sedona from Houndsmouth. Before that, we played All These Things I Have Done from The Killers. Before that, it is The One from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. I love this band. It's a great shoegaze band, and it's it hasn't, you know, released new song for a while, but I would stay tuned on this band. It was a great band.
Stop singing it out.
Lord has done. even if what so is so deceiving.
We just played A Wonderful Life from Elliot Wilder, which is from an album I moments ago just stumbled upon on the WMFO library. It's always full of surprise. And before that, we played Great Things from Sean Faulkt. It is a super religious song, but despite the religiousness, I simply think that this is a piece of great music. So, yeah. Ian, do you have some music recommendations recently?
Well, I like those songs that you just played.
Thank you.
I feel like they were very like inspirational, and like those music made me feel good. I feel like, oh, it's like a new start, and like, you know, it's a new day. It's like, it's pretty good.
Yo, it's the point. It's morning.
Yeah, it's morning. And I don't know. Personally, I listen to all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't like specifically like only listen to this kind of music and anything like that. So I don't know.
What have you been listening recently?
I've been listening to a lot of like indie rock bands. Like, there's a band called The Kills.
Oh.
I don't really know that many people like will know it, but it's quite an indie rock band. It's like a duo.
Okay. So
it's like two
that's
people.
Cool.
Yeah. The singer is a female. So I think that's why it makes the whole band like pretty new and like pretty like unique to me. Because it's a duo, and also the singer is a female. And I recommend you guys to check them out. They're pretty great.
Sweet.
Yeah. My favorite song of them is called Black Balloon, I think. And also recently, oh, I don't know. What about you, Coral?
I'm getting pretty tired of a lot of post-rock I've been listening to for like a semester. You know, I tune in post-rock mostly because I want to focus on studying, so I don't want like lyrics and stuff. But I just suddenly realized that they made me so depressed because of, you know, it's always very, very quiet and with like pretty heavy themes, you know, like some of them at least. So I was like, I should change and I should adapt some more options.
Yeah, there are always some like very bubbly music that you can, you know.
Bubbly music?
I don't know. It's like music that makes you feel like energetic, makes you feel like happy, like make you feel like optimistic
exactly.
about your future. Yeah, I don't know.
It's the morning kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, hope these tunes have just wakened you up a little bit. The sun has started to rise here, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Hope you enjoy the songs. We just played Moonsoon by 3ND. It's a Japanese post-rock band and one of the most encouraging post-rock band I have found. I was just talking to my roommate last night, and I realized me and my roommate are probably going to be the same major. That's a very exciting thing.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yeah. Honestly, I enjoy talking to my roommate a lot.
Well, yeah, actually, to be honest, my roommate and I, we also have the same major, computer science. But the cool thing, though, is he's going to do double major. So the other major he's going to pursue is theater, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's like a fantastic combination, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about like majors and like what class to choose, and also sometimes, like, to have a roommate that has the same major as you is, like, sometimes if you're in the same class and you have some, like, problems about homeworks and stuff, you can just, you know, discuss with him.
Exactly.
That's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I just recently started to talk to my roommate a lot. Not like, a lot, but, like, you know, because, like, last semester, people are just, like, getting into the environment and adapting and stuff, so, you know. But it's a great thing to finally talk to her, and she's just a beautiful and fun human being. And her birthday was actually yesterday.
Oh.
So yeah, it was a fun day for her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Our time is almost up, and I'm super excited to be here on the first show, and I'm gonna continue playing you music for the rest of semester and probably henceforth. And thank you, Ian, for being here.
Well, I'm so honored to be here.
It's been a great morning.
Yes, and thank you, Coral, for inviting me.
Sure. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, in online and around the world at wmfo.org.
Sometimes I'm calling people late at night on phone.